This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. I was in Washington last week, did a couple of interviews, also took a swing by the National Portrait Gallery, where there's a new exhibition called The Sweat of Their Face, Portraying American Workers. It's a combination of art and history and the realities of some of the people who helped make this economy go from the 18th century up to today. I got a walking tour with Dorothy Moss. She's the gallery's curator of painting and sculpture. And I started with the basic idea of what work is in this country.
It's so interesting because you come to today's world and what we do for a living somehow defines us, right? I mean, the first thing you say when you meet somebody is, what do you do?
Exactly.
You know?
Yes. And it's interesting in a museum of portraiture where identity is our focus, that we have not really made an effort to show working Americans in portraiture, and we've realized in the process of putting this exhibition together how difficult it is to go back in time and look for portraits that conform to the formal academic conventions of portraiture when looking at images of workers.
Was it actually difficult to go back and find the pictures and the images? Is that what you're saying?
It was sometimes challenging because a lot of these people are unnamed that are in the portrayals. And so they, you know, weren't the people who had access to the elite activity of portrait making, but artists have always been drawn to workers because artists identify as workers most of the time.
All right, show me some of your favorites or some of the of the important ones here, I guess.
We begin the exhibition with John Nagle's portrait of Pat Lyon at the Forge, which was borrowed from the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts. John Nagle actually made multiple versions of this painting. This one was done in 1829 and was commissioned by Pat Lyon when he had become a successful businessman and could afford to have his portrait made.
His own portrait, right?
His own portrait. Yeah. And he asked to be shown as a working man. He had begun as a blacksmith and was accused of robbing a bank, and he had not done that. And so he was thrown in jail for 3 months. And when he was able to have a portrait made, he wanted to be shown as a working man because he believed that the working men of this country were the honest people of the country.
It's not to be cynical, but he's polishing up his own image here, right?
Exactly, yes.
And I mean, this is a biggie, right? It's, I mean, he's life-size, if not bigger.
Well, this breaks the boundaries of portraiture in many ways to show a working-class person
full body,
full
in
length,
front of the Forge.
In a large scale. This rivals the size of the portrait of George Washington by Gilbert Stuart that is just down the hall in our America's Presidents Gallery.
Okay, where are we off to?
Another portrait from the mid-19th century is by a woman artist, Lily Martin Spencer, who was so successful that her husband, who worked as a tailor, stopped his work to manage her career. Her portraits of women in domestic settings were popular and highly reproduced. This is a portrait of Jane Thompson, her own maid, looking out at the artist with a smile on her face, a twinkle in her eyes. Again, it breaks all boundaries of traditional academic portraiture in terms of that toothy smile and animated expression.
You know, what's interesting, though, and we'll see some others later that are much more serious and subdued in their representation of the work that's being done, but I'm going to bet you that smile was not actually on her face when she was doing all that laundry in 1859.
Yeah, it's a bit ironic.
Scrubbing them on the washer tub,
to
right?
To show someone hard at work with a smile on their face.
Yeah, doing somebody else's laundry.
Right.
I wonder if, as you look at this exhibition in its totality, whether we have a false romanticism about labor in this country. I mean, you know, it's hard day's work and day's work for a day's wages, but it has been, and in many cases is still today, just brutal to be a laborer in this economy.
Yeah. Work is hard, and I think we can tend to heroicize workers, romanticize workers, but the artist whose work is in this exhibition exposed the truth of the difficulty of labor and the resilience of the people who toil and who, you know, have built this country, but who are often unrecognized, whose names do not get attached to their work.
Yeah.
But who many of us look to as our, you know, ancestors, who are the people who made the lives for us that we live.
The space in this gallery is short, right? And,
right?
And you have to allocate your resources. Why this exhibit now in a big exhibition?
Well, it takes us quite a long time to plan exhibitions. So this has been in the works for the last 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's mostly a loan exhibition, so negotiating loans from other institutions and private collections, putting together the catalog takes that long. But the seed for this was planted when I was writing my dissertation, and I read a story that was published in 1897 in the New York Times about a plumber who had come into the Metropolitan Museum of Art on a break from a job on Park Avenue, and he was asked to leave because he looked disorderly. He was in his work clothes. And stories about that incident ran in papers across the country all the way to Montana, with critics saying, who are the art institutions of this country for? They're being funded mostly by taxpayers' dollars. So who has the right to enjoy the spaces, to enjoy the collections? And should there be this kind of hierarchy of behavior and dress associated with the sacred spaces of the art museum?
What do you want the average person who comes in and says, let me go to the National Portrait Gallery today? What do you want him or her to get out of this?
I want people to walk away from this exhibition with a sense of the worker as a strong individual who is contributing to this country daily. I want people to walk away recognizing workers in their daily life. I want people to come and identify with what they see on the wall, to find a connection to your own story, your family's history, and possibly feel a little less alone walking away.
Dorothy, thanks.
Thank you so much.
This is, if I'm being completely honest, one of those radio interviews that needs a little visual to make it work better. We put pictures of some of the portraits that Dorothy Moss and I were talking about on our Instagram. We are at Marketplace APM.